Praise the Lord. We thank you for tuning in today to our teaching, and we want to pray and go right to the Word of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to teach your Word and present your Word. And God, to ask it fall on good soil and good ground, and God, that it might enrich those that receive it, and God, might be a blessing to all that participate. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, now bless the uttermost is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to teach today on the subject, the old man and the old nature crucified. We start out in 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank God for the working of God's Spirit. I was talking to someone just the other day, and just talking about predestination, and we both agreed we believed on it, but not the way some people believe on it. Some people believe you're predestined to be lost or predestined to be saved and nothing you can do about it. Well, that's not so. That's not what God's Word said. But all that He called, all He foreknew, all He called, and all that would accept this gospel, He predestined that they might become conformed to the image of the Son of God. And so this is the working of regeneration. This is the working of salvation. This is the working wherein the old man and the old nature is crucified. This is God's procedure of us becoming what we need to be in Christ. Paul said he tarried with them until Christ was formed in them. Then in Romans in the 6th chapter in verse 6, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, with the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We're not in bondage to sin or Satan any longer, because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then in Ephesians, we find in the 4th chapter of Ephesians, and here looking at verse 22 through verse 24, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true wholeness. Thank God we can be renewed in our mind by the Spirit of God. We're quickened in our mind by the Spirit of God. And we put on the new nature, the new man, created in the image of God, in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And that we are in now and walking in righteousness and true wholeness. God can do the work in our life that is needed. Thank God for the blessings of His Word. Thank God for the truth of His Word. And thank God for the understanding of His Word. Then in Galatians in chapter 3 and in verse 9 and verse 10. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. And then verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Then we're going to back up in that same chapter, chapter 3, into verse 1, and we're going to cover the first 5 verses there. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of this world. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, and evil, and covetousness, which is adultery. These things is wrong according to God. And we're new creations in Christ, and we're not partakers of those anymore. And our affection should be set on things above, not on the things of this earth. There again, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Then we want to look to Ezekiel, and over in the Old Testament, And here we find a great understanding in this section of Scripture, chapter 36, verse 26 through verse 28. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And then in verse 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Verse 28, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Notice how that he explains that he will put a spirit within you and put a heart within you that will serve God and will honor his statutes and keep his commandments and do them according to the word of God. And we will be his people, and he shall be our God. Great understanding in these verses. Then in Psalms 51, and Psalms 51 is a powerful chapter. I believe it's the section of Scripture wherein when Nathan said, thou art the man, and David asked, he asked the question, and it was responded by Nathan, thou art the man. And I believe that this is the prayer of repentance that David prayed in the light of all the things he'd done. He took another man's wife and had a man killed to cover it up. This is what took place in his life, even though he was a man after God's own heart. And he come back to God and he prayed this prayer. And we see the whole, we could read the whole section of Scripture, and let's take time to do it. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou must be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Here David had acknowledged his sin. He'd asked for forgiveness. He said God would be justified in his judgment. And, he goes on to explain to God, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in thy hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Verse 8, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. And then he asked this in verse 9, hide thou face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And then verse 13 says, then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We have got to come clean with God if we're going to have this renewed life. And if the old man, the old nature is crucified out of us, we're going to have to let God do his work within us. And here is a wonderful example of repentance that David said before the Lord and asked God not to take his spirit from him. Renew in him a right spirit. He wanted a clean heart, and he wanted the things that was after God. And then he said, I can teach transgressors thy way, and then sinners will be converted unto you. It takes that changed life for all this to take place in our life. And when we get right with God, then we're going to have that Spirit of God flowing within us, and we can be an instrument, and we can be a vessel fit for the Master's use. Then in Isaiah, in chapter 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When we allow God, we wait. And I quote that scripture many times, in your patience possess your souls. And I realize every day, and the longer I live and serve God, this thing is a race, yes, but it's also a thing of patience. We've got to wait on the Lord. We can't get ahead of God. We've got to wait on the Lord. I've got hundreds of things I want to see took place, but I can't do it in my time. I've got to do it on His timetable. And God will come through and do what He said and what He promised. So be patient in the Lord. No time ever spent waiting on the Lord is ever wasted. So be patient waiting upon the Lord. Then we're going to go over into the New Testament, and we are going to get in Romans in the 8th chapter, and we're going to find the understanding that's given to us by Paul as he spoke to the Romans. This starts in the 4th verse, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There's a great key there. The will of God will only be fulfilled in those that walk after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, and it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. You can't please God in the flesh. This mind is just not able to function in the realm of the Spirit. It needs that experience with God wherein you're born again, old nature and old man crucified. Then you are a vessel that God can use. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of your body, you shall live. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. And if we jump down in this, so much understanding here, but going down to a closing of this understanding in verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to his will. All this takes place when we submit ourselves to God. We become that new creation in Christ. We're heirs and joint heirs with him, and his Spirit abides within us and moves within our heart and soul. Then I want to close with this final verse of scripture. In Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is the change. This is the crucifying the old flesh, the old nature, and the old man, and living in the fullness of God in the likeness of Christ. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, if there's men and women here in this teaching today that's not went through this change, they've not crucified the old man, the old nature, and the flesh, they might come to you and submit their will to you this day. Be as the psalmist and pray that prayer of repentance and come clean with you, that God, you may move and work in their life and they might have this new life that's in Christ Jesus. Now, save to the uttermost, heal, set free, and deliver those that call upon you this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.